Siddur Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka's 50th Yahrzeit. This particular snippet is sponsored by Riva Singer in loving memory of Meir Kalman ben Avraham. And tonight is a very significant snippet because with it, we hit snippet number 300. I'm pretty confident that there's only one person who's been with us the entire 300 Siddur Snippets, and you're listening to him right now. But if you have not gone back to the beginning, we began with Moda Ani, and we find ourselves in the second paragraph of Shema Vahaya Im Shamoa, and this marks the milestone of 300 snippets in. We only know how many there are to go before we make it through the rest of the Siddur. So we spoke about Vahaya. Yeah, you could listen on the podcast, you could listen on the website, YU Torah. Maybe it'll come out as a sefer. If we have a sponsor, somebody would like to see it come out as a set of Svarim, the Siddur snippets on the Siddur, please be in touch, definitely. Do not be shy. Vahaya Im Shamoa Tishmu. We introduced that the second paragraph of Shema continues the theme of the first. The first paragraph was Kabbalas Almachus Shemayim, to submit and surrender to God. God is in control. God's dominion, God's providence, God's power. We live in His world. We work for God. He doesn't work for us. And if we work for Him, then as loyal, dedicated workers, when He says jump, we say how high. And that is the theme of the second paragraph. Im Shamoa Tishmu. When He speaks, are we really listening? Question is, why is it introduced with the word Vahaya? The Medrash Bereishis Rabba, Chazal, our rabbis tell us that the word Vahaya is a Lashon Simcha. It connotes joy, pleasure, happiness. Where is the joy, the pleasure, the happiness this paragraph describes? If you listen, wonderful things happen. If you do not listen, if you dismiss the will of the Almighty, then things won't grow, you'll struggle. So where is the Vahaya? What is the Lashon Simcha? The Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, explains that other religions are all about reward in the next world. In other religions, one sacrifices, one compromises. We forfeit joy and happiness in this world in order to earn happiness in the world to come. But that's not our religion. That's not the true religion. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, did not create a beautiful world with magnificent scenery and delicacies, experiences, beautiful things to see, to taste, to try, to live, for us to exclusively get reward in the next world. Vahaya Lashon Simcha means, says the Kuzari, that if we in fact live for that next world, if we embrace a life of spirituality, if we live a life of transcendence, if we recognize the presence and the place of Hashem in our lives, then we don't have to wait to get reward until the next world. Im Shamoa Tishmu'u. You want to know how to navigate this world? How do you live with business ethics? How do you live interpersonally, marriage, parenting, intimacy, friendship? How to navigate this world? Im Shamoa Tishmu'u. Vahaya Simcha. You don't have to wait for the world to come, says the Kuzari. The beauty of our religion is God says, if you embrace my blueprint for creation, if you accept my instruction manual for life, Vahaya, you'll be able to feel pleasure and joy. You'll navigate this world. That's the Vahaya. Sfas Emes, the great Ger Rebbe, says, Vahaya im Shamoa Tishmu'u is going on the Shamoa Tishmu'u. Don't do mitzvos out of a sense of burden. Don't do mitzvos out of a sense that we wish we didn't have to. But Vahaya, excitement, joy, happiness, the privilege, the geschmack, the absolute pleasure of what it means to have the opportunity for mitzvos. Why the double language? Vahaya, lashon simcha, with joy, im shamoa tishmu'u. Translate the words, shamoa tishmu'u. Go ahead, someone translate. It's a very clumsy, it's a very bizarre expression. It's very awkward to try to translate it. Im shamoa tishmu'u, it's a repetition of the verb. If you listen, if you listen. It's redundant, it's repetitive. We say it every single day. Have we stopped to think about what does it mean? So usually it's translated to connote emphatic listening. Don't just listen, listen really well. Listen emphatically, listen enthusiastically. Art scroll in the Stone Chumash translates, Im Shamoa Tishmu, if you hearken to my commandments. Art scroll in the Siddur says, if you continually hearken to my commandments. The Hertz Chumash, anyone remember the Hertz Chumash? The Hertz Chumash writes, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments. And the new RCA, the current Siddur says, listen diligently. Everyone is struggling to translate this double verb, shamoa tishmu. It's redundant. It's unnecessary. What is it coming to connote? What is it coming to mean? Could have just said, v'haya im shamoa el mitzvosai, if you listen to my commandments. The Or Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim ben Attar writes, a very powerful interpretation that not only is true and not only is transformational for our relationship with Hashem, with God, but in all of our relationships in life. Says the Or Chaim, v'haya im shamoa, if you listen, if you sincerely and genuinely consider what's being said, then tishmu al mitzvosai. You'll hear the beauty, you'll hear the meaning, you'll hear the purpose. The verb is used in the double to show and to call upon us to not be passive listeners, to not be people listening a little bit, listening with one ear, listening superficially. Im shamoa, if you're an active listener, if you're engaged, if you're invested, if you actually shut off your output to allow some input, then im shamoa, if you listen, tishmu'u. You're going to hear at a whole other level. You're going to see the beauty. To be an active listener is a prerequisite for building and cultivating healthy relationships with Hashem, marriage, children, with everyone around us. Im shamoa. You can't always be the one talking. You have to be willing to listen. And if you listen, then you'll surely hear. I'll just close by sharing with you, in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey writes, quote, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. They're either speaking or preparing to speak. They're filtering everything through their own paradigm, reading their autobiography into other people's lives. People are not actively listening. Listening is just being quiet until it's your turn to speak again. That's not the type of listening the Torah calls upon for. Torah wants us, im shamoa tishmu'u. Listen actively. Listen genuinely and sincerely. Actually turn off your output. Don't just buy time till it's your turn to speak. Be truly listening, and if you do, and when you do, then we're going to see and hear the most beautiful parts of Torah, and we're going to transform the relationships in our lives.